Thank you. That's an excerpt of a piece called Intuitive Geometry by composer Bobby Gay, G-E, and it is performed by music from Copeland House. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. This is part two of a two-part series about Copeland House and all of the wonderful work that they're doing. In part one, I talk with executive and artistic director Michael Boriskin a bit about Aaron Copeland, about the history of Copeland House. And here in part two, I'll be talking with Michael specifically about the Cultivate Project. All of the music that you're hearing is from the Cultivate Project. Let's jump right in and hear more from Michael Boriskin.
There are a lot of really terrific programs around where an orchestra or a chamber group does a reading of a piece. The piece could be 15 minutes long or 12 or 20 minutes long. And then there's, a session or two after where some mentor artists meet with the composer and they go through the piece. And that's kind of the end of it. And obviously, there's nothing wrong with that, those are very, very valuable experiences for composers. But we wanted this to be a much more in-depth experience involving the creative process, but also having an aspect of this that involved the business of being a composer. And so these six fellows, we bring them to New York every year for Cultivate. They're greeted by let's call it a rough reading by the Copeland House Ensemble of the piece. And then the rest of the week is spent essentially taking the piece apart and polishing it, or maybe revising it. The beauty of having a small ensemble made up of really extraordinary players is that they're ready for anything. There would be a reading on Tuesday morning, and Wednesday morning at the next session, the composer might come in with a new page two and three, and the ensemble will just incorporate it, and they'll read it down and they'll work it in. So the composer has the opportunity to really work in real time with top flight performers, because a big part of this is really working the composer-performer relationship and how composers not only have to devise and conceive this music out of their own heads, but then it needs to go down into a musical document, the musical score, to be conveyed to performers. And then this second key aspect comes in of the performer interacting with the composer. And across the week, the third aspect of this ecology comes in, which is the listener. Where does the listener factor in to this? And you have this tripod of composer, performer, and listener. And if any one of those is shortchanged, then the process sort of breaks down of creating a piece of music that is performed and received by listeners. So this is, as I say, it's a very intensive week-long session. We will now be able to expand the number of these sessions across the summer at our new property. But this is really one of our flagship programs because it brings together our three main areas of programmatic focus, of supporting composers, live and recorded performances, and education and study. And all of Cultivate, I have to say, is overseen by really one of the extraordinary musical figures of our time, the composer clarinetist Derek Bermell, who is the director of Cultivate. He was with us from the very start. So much of the success of what Cultivate has been from the outset is because of Derek's notion of what we should be doing, how we do it, and who we're doing it for, and how intensive we're doing it.
Thank you.
You've been a major driving force behind Copenhouse from pretty much the beginning to today, which is incredible. I mean, it's really an incredible legacy. Can you just, in 3 minutes? No, I'm kidding. But distill all of that down for me. I mean, talk about some of the original programs and how they've changed over time and how Copenhouse has grown, because it's really quite incredible from its original, somewhat modest beginnings to where it is today.
I mean, from the outset, the larger mission, the core mission, was always clear, which was, as I said before, to essentially build on, to enhance and honor Copland's legacy in championing American music. How you can define that obviously can vary considerably, but our programs were always built on three core programmatic pillars, if you will: multifaceted composer support, live and recorded performance, and educational activities in schools, campuses, on site. And we felt very strongly about putting all of that together in what we think is a unique way of embracing the entire artistic process from creation and development to study and performance and preservation. In a way, this should be a kind of one-stop shopping, which creates all kinds of challenges for us, but we felt was really important to be able to offer to the field as a place where that would be literally and figuratively a home for American music, where it could be created and we could help develop it. Then we could help to put it out on stage, either through the Copland House Ensemble, our in-house resident chamber music ensemble, touring resident chamber music ensemble. We have our own record label, where those works could be preserved. But we wanted to do this in a kind of holistic way. And there are very few, if any, other entities that do that. As we know, there are organizations that are devoted to supporting composers. There are ensembles around that champion their, American works and contemporary works. Our ensemble ranges across 150 years. We try to create a context, and we'll often, program going deep in, di digging deep back into the 19th century and forward to music today. We wanted to have a way that some of this could be preserved. And that is sort of the larger picture of what Copland House has always been about.
Thank you.
That was Flannery Cunningham's piece Boreal, composed as part of Cultivate in 2019, performed by Music from Copland House. We have time for one more. Let's hear Annika Sokolowski's To Sing of Sins. Relevant Tones is a production of Access Contemporary Music, a nonprofit organization with the mission of providing equitable access to the transformative power of music making. For Relevant Tones, I'm Seth Bosted. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you. Thank you.